Hey, everybody, welcome to Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network. Yeah, trimradio.com. Check us out. We've got a lot of good things going on. Whoa, before we get going, what a crazy week. And I'll tell you what, it's going to get crazier because a lot of things are going to change. Okay? But here we go. I keep saying, okay. I got to break that habit. Okay. Anyhow, guys, welcome to Money and Change and right here on the Trim Radio Network. And we've got a lot of stuff to go over because a lot has happened since, January 20th. So first we have to do a disclaimer, and you know we always have to do that. So the information contained in this presented material is from the posting of news agencies on the internet and are not necessarily the views or opinions of the owners of this program, and nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. You should always do your own research and consult with professionals. We are not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. And you know we always do shout outs at the beginning, and a big shout out to the Trim Radio Network. Yeah, the Trim Radio Network has been carrying the show for quite a while, and I'll tell you what, we've got some good shows and some more on the way. So let's take a look at what we've got. If you take a look at it, we've got Adventure Awaits Around the Bend. That's on Spotify. We have Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck, and you can get them on YouTube and Spotify. We've got Life Walk with Christ God. We've got Rumble, YouTube, and Spotify. We have Money and Change every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Rumble, YouTube, and Spotify. And we also have Offsides, College Football, Top 25. I wonder if they'd ever do Basketball Top 25. That might be something to talk about. Also, we've got My World every Wednesday night live with, we're being on Rumble and YouTube and Spotify. So you want to check us out there. Also, The Positude Podcast on Rumble and YouTube and Spotify, and Rascala's Red Pill Reality Show. I keep asking Rascala, hey, let's give me the green pill. And he can only come up with the red pill and the blue pill. I don't know. Maybe he might be able to find the green pill eventually, but you can see him on Rumble, on YouTube, and on Spotify. It's a good show, too. And I'll tell you what. We also have Victoria Smith with the Natural Marketer Podcast, Rumble, YouTube, and Spotify. You have to check her out, okay? It's a good show. But hey, what if you want to do your own show? And you want to do it on trimradio.com? It's easy to do. All you have to do is go up here where it says, hi there, thanks for visiting Trim Radio Network. How can I help you today? Click on that. And it says, enter your question below and a representative will get right back to you. And you put down your name, your phone number, and your message. So you would go ahead and say in your message, hi, I want to do my own show on the Trim Radio Network. How do I make this happen? Or hi, I want to advertise on the Trim Radio Network. How can I make that happen? Or I want to be able to listen on the Trim Radio Network archives. How can I make that happen? Fill that out. Put your email address in there too. And hit the send button. And when you do that, somebody will get right in touch with you, and the next business day, somebody will definitely be giving you a call. So you want to check that out. Now, how do you support the show? Wow. All you have to do is buy the merch. It's called Buy the Merchandise. and you go up here to support the station, you can donate by clicking on that button. You can donate, you can buy airtime, you can shop the merchandise. And if you click on shop the merchandise, something's going to pop up. There it is. We've got hoodies. We've got women's tank tops. We've got unisex jerseys. We've got Trim Radio Network tumblers and the Radio Network 22-ounce vacuum sealed bottle. Hey, that's a good one. Trust me. Get it. It's good for sporting events, okay? The Life Walk with Christ God ceramic ornament. We've got Cut the Bull rectangle photo key ring. It's only $9.95. Good little investment. Also, we've got the Take It All 15 Take Point 22 red blue color morphing mug. We also have an on-air Trim Radio 11-ounce black mug. We've got the Red Pill Reality Show 11-ounce black mug. And we also have one for money and change. Yeah. And you can get that mug too. And I'll tell you what, maybe we ought to have a morphing money and change black mug. And you put something in it that's hot, and all of a sudden it changes to a $1,000 bill or something. You know, I mean, you never know. That might be worth doing. I don't know. We'll talk to the powers that be, the TPBs, the powers that be, and we'll see what we can do on that. But I'll tell you what, you just go there and you can go ahead and buy the merchandise. The money that we get from selling the merchandise goes directly into the show to pay for airtime, because none of our hosts get paid. I donate my time like the others, and we have a blast. And we hope that we're helping people, okay? And that's what we want to do. And if we're not helping people, then are we entertaining people? Well, hopefully so. And hopefully you learn a lot with the Trim Radio Network. And if you want to do your own show, hey, it's easy to do. You know, I always have to give a big shout out to Michael Bejas and Victoria Smith and Ruscalis Stefan. I have to give them a big shout out because they let me do my show. I've been doing this show for probably 10 years or more. No, more than that. In April, it'll be 16 years on two different networks. That's been a long time. Every Sunday night for 16 years? Holy cow. We have a big shout out to do for the Money and Change Financially Prepped Facebook site. There it is. All you have to do is go there. We have 151 members right now. We've got a lot more that are just listening to the show, and you can join us, okay? It's a public group. You can join us. Just go to moneyandchange.com/financiallyprepped. And if you go ahead and do that, then you can go ahead and check on things that we have posted. For example, if you had checked the page today, you would have seen an article, Did Hedge Funds Steal Half Their Investors' Money? Remember, hedge funds are gambling. Do you want banks gambling with your money? They can with hedge funds. Maybe that needs to stop. Also, we have the income needed to raise a family in each U.S. state. That's there. And, of course, then we have the join us with our... Oh, I haven't seen these puffer fish since I've been in the Bahamas many, many years ago. And it was neat holding those in a special glove that we had to wear. And they would puff themselves up and look really mean, but they weren't. We just put them back in the water and they just swim around us and take off. Puffer fish, join us, okay? But we have a lot of stuff that we put up there, and you can see me scrolling through. Prepper Princess. How to live an extremely frugal life. And she's done it. She's a self-made millionaireess. You have to check her out. We've got Rusty Ducks custom pens and blanks. If you need a special pen made for your school, your business, your fraternity, your sorority, your club. Check him out. He's on YouTube. Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. Check him out. We also have to give a big shout out to the University of Findlay. And that's in Findlay, Ohio. You want to check it out because your Oiler journey begins there. But not only does it begin there, you can also go to the University of Bluffton because the University of Bluffton is merging with the University of Findlay. Those two schools are about 20 miles apart. And the University of Findlay is an NCAA Division II sports school. It has bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees. They have three campuses in Findlay. One is the Hazardous Materials Campus. One is the Equestrian Campus for pre-veterinary sciences. And the main campus, and that's where most of your classes will be. Nice campus, great professors, really good students, and a great president by the name of Kathy Fell. She's done an excellent job there. She really has. And over at the University of Bluffton, you can take classes over there. The classes that you can't get at Findlay, you can take at Bluffton. Or if you're going to Bluffton, you can take them at Findlay too. It's a neat deal. The University of Bluffton is an NCAA Division III school. And so they'll actually have two different divisions of sports going on. Oh, and speaking of sports, the University of Findlay men's basketball team. Yeah, they were fifth in the country. Fifth in the country. And I keep moving this thing around and everything keeps changing. But they are the fifth in the country. And it's the NABC national poll. And there you can see some of the action that goes on. That was at Tiffin University. They were recently at Hillsdale College. And the men beat Hillsdale College. And the ladies lost by 2 points to the Hillsdale Chargers. And this next week, I'll be heading up to Findlay for a basketball game. And hopefully I can get myself a parking spot. Because it's going to be an exciting season, and that's a good deal. The University of Findlay, check them out. They're in Findlay, Ohio. It's an all-American city, and it's right off of I-75. So you want to check it out, okay? Wow, what else is going on? Oh, yeah, last week, I have to admit, we had to have an encore edition. Some people say it's a replay, rerun, whatever. It was an encore edition, and we had to do that because I was asked to partake in a water buffalo degree. And you've heard of the Flintstones and the Yabba Dabba Doo and all that kind of stuff. Well, I went to Salina, Ohio. Basically, what you see on the screen now is the flyer for the water buffalo degree. It's put on by some Masons, and it's just like being in the Fred Flintstone fraternity, okay, with the blue hats, with the horns, and all that kind of stuff. And some of us had outfits that looked like Fred Flintstone, and some of them had outfits that looked like Barney over on the right. And it's hosted by a Masonic Lodge, and it's for a charity. And generally, it's $20 a head, and all that money goes to charity. And it's just a bunch of Masons having fun, and you can buy a lapel pin or some type of a badge, or you can buy the hat and have fun. And you could have anybody can be there. You don't have to be a Mason to show up. All you have to do is be 12 years or older. You know, if you're 12 years and you're actually a minor, you got to have your parents there, okay? or somebody that's of legal age, let's put it that way. Okay. And in this case, up in Salina, Ohio, they have a very nice lodge, and they were doing a pizza dinner or lunch prior to the actual event. And everybody had some fellowship time with pizza and whatever the drink was. And then they were invited into this big lodge room, and the degree was explained to everybody. And would you know it? You take a look at the people, and the guy sitting at the front, the head grand poobah, the head water buffalo, he's there. And then there's the senior warden, who is the senior boulder carrier. And then you have the junior boulder carrier and so forth. It's almost like a Masonic lodge, the way it's set up. And we had Dino the dinosaur there, and we had a lot of games and fun things to do. And we had a good crowd of people, and I'll show you the crowd that we had. There we were. And there is Dino the dog, actually the dinosaur. And it was a charity to support Dino's year as the illustrious sovereign master of the York Rite, in one of the sections of York Rite. And I'll tell you what, everybody there had fun. And you see the guys with the blue hats, with the horns. Okay, those are the water buffaloes. And the ringleader for this group is right back here in the back, and that's Brother Ron Nischwitz, and he's a good guy. I really like him, and he does a lot of stuff for Masonry. He really does. And I think that's me. Yep, I got the top and the handkerchief with the necktie, and I had a lot of fun. And we even had people that drove 3 hours from Cleveland, Ohio to join this event. 3 hours. And it was snowing. And snowing pretty bad. Okay. And they went ahead and went to the event. So we all had fun. If you get a chance to go to a water buffalo degree, do it. Okay. You can have your kids there taking part. You and your wife or significant other can take part. You can go by yourself and take part. It's fun. We raised over $800 to help support this guy's year, because he has to pay for travel expenses and lodging out of his own pocket to do what to do. And that's travel all over the state of Ohio. Yeah, it's going to take some money. So what they're doing is several of these to help him raise the money to do his traveling, because he visits each one of the groups in York Rite. And he also is in charge of the whole York Rite program for that year. And believe it or not, he's also an attorney. If you're ever in Salina, Ohio, and you see this guy, not with the Dino outfit, but you see this guy, he's the city prosecutor too. So you better be on your best behavior. Okay. Well, we also have, from that, we have Big Family Homestead, Brad and Krista, out in the middle of Wisconsin where it's cold and snowy. You have to check out their YouTube channel. We also have the Pecan Grove, and that's with Danny and Wanda King, and they experienced snow. They had 5 inches of snow down there, and this is in Mississippi. They're 100 miles from the Gulf, and they had 5 inches of snow. Whoa. And also, I guess it was New Orleans had between 5 and 7 inches of snow. Yeah, New Orleans with snow. They didn't know what to do with it other than play in it, because they're not used to it. Okay. I had friends of mine in Florida that had snow. They had 2 to 3 inches of snow, and nobody knew what to do with it except go out and play or else stay inside. And it was gone in 2 days. So they got to experience what we have up here in the north. Also, we have Southern Prepper One with Dave Kobler. We have Patriot Nurse with Rachel, very smart lady. And she not only talks about the economy, she also talks about medicine. Yeah, she's a nurse. She really is. A lot of experience in all different levels of nursing. And she's a treasure trove. That's a tough word to say. Also, we have Amber Stork, Prepper Princess. You got to check out her videos. We have LDS Prepper with Dave Gilmore. And I want to tell you something. Dave did it. Boy, I'll tell you what. He got me involved in GMRS radios. Yeah. What happens if the power goes down? What happens if you have to communicate? The cell phones don't work. Guess what? GMRS radios do. With this little ocean, that's Wouxun, but it's pronounced ocean, 935G plus, with this Nagoya antenna, I can talk to another GMRS person 35 miles away to a repeater, and then from there I can get out about 90 miles from that one repeater. $35 for 10 years for a license, and any family member can use it. Okay, they just got to behave when they're on the air. Okay, so you got to check that out. GMRS radios. You can get the cheap blister pack radios at Walmart, but trust me, they're not going to do the job. Okay, you need something a little bit better than that. So you have to do that part. So another guy that I have to stress is Colby at the Max, MAC apostrophe S. This guy has a good show. He talks about everything that's going on, and he's like he's having a talk with you, a chat with you. And he does a very good job, and I just like the way he does his presentation and everything. And he lives on a farm in, I believe it's Eastern Mississippi, but he's very knowledgeable. So you want to check out the Max, okay? Wow, let's get going into the meat of the matter here. You know, the U.S. debt clock, thanks to some of the more liberal people over the last few years, the national debt's up to 36 trillion, 401 billion, 406 million and climbing. That means the debt per citizen is $107,000 and actually $107,021 per citizen. And per taxpayer, holy cow, do you have this in your pocket? $323,446. I don't know about you, but I don't carry that much spare cash. Okay. I think I'd have to take out a loan to pay for that. That's a lot of money. These are real-time figures, by the way. You can get them at the usdebtclock.org. And you can see the federal tax revenue coming in. And they may have to change this whole thing because if the new president gets rid of the IRS instead of internal revenue and he makes it external revenue and they collect money from other countries, I think a lot of this chart would have to change. But this is a real-time chart and you can check it out. Medicare and Medicaid. Big items, 1,662 billion, 29 million dollars and climbing, and Social Security and defense, interest on the debt tells the U.S. population, the workforce, the healthcare costs now. Speaking of healthcare, I had to go to the emergency room last week. And Luckily, my insurance was in real good shape because I had to pay a $100 fee to use the ER, and I just turned it in for reimbursement, so I get the $100 back. And everything else was taken care of. Great hospital, by the way. I mean, if you're ever in Troy, Ohio, and you go to the Kettering Hospital there, great people, great service. I love them to death. Fantastic. And I've been to some hospitals over the course of the last probably 20 years, different times for different things. Luckily, none of them major, but I did have to use the ER a couple of times. Anyhow, guys, great hospital. Big pat on the back. Hey, how about the Department of Governmental Efficiency? There's a clock there that they have, and I really have to take a look at that because it's 23,812,000,000, almost $813 million that they're finding. There's a lot of hidden money within the federal government, and there's a lot of money that they can save. They've got a lot of unneeded departments. People could go back and work in the industry, okay? Check it out, the Doge clock. That's new. And I really like that one. And somebody said that they found, I think it was $80 billion that could be used someplace else. I think they were saying today that the president could freeze funds and then move them. If that's the case, and we save $80 billion is $80 billion, right? Okay, so we've got that, the US debt clock, check it out. I'll tell you what, this Elon Musk and his group is something else. There was a report in the Cointelegraph with Quince Quill or Vince Quill, and it was Musk exploring blockchain use to curb US government spending. Why? Because in blockchain, you can't hide anything, it's all tracked. Anyhow, the report says Elon Musk, the head of the Department of Government Efficiency, or Doge, is reportedly exploring implementations of blockchain technology in U.S. government operations to track and reduce federal spending. And according to Bloomberg, the Doge is also looking at using blockchain to secure data, make payments, and manage buildings as part of the Doge efficiency push. Personnel from the newly commissioned non-government department have also met with representatives from public permissions or permissionless, I have to say that, permissionless blockchain networks to consult about potential use by the U.S. government. Oh, yeah, you can track all the money and know what's being spent. Musk's push to use the blockchain technology to force government transparency is not a new idea in politics. In April of 2024, former presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said he wanted to put the entire federal budget on chain, and the politician told the audience that at a Michigan rally. And he said every American can look at every budget item in the entire budget anytime they want, 24 hours a day. We're going to have 300 million eyeballs on our budget. So if somebody's spending $16,000 for a toilet seat, everybody would know about it. Yeah, that'd be an expensive toilet seat. That was for the space shuttle, if I remember. Well, anyhow, the Department of Governmental Efficiency launched its website on January 21st and officially adopted the Doge logo used by the world's first meme coin, the Doge coin. And following the website's launch, the price of Dogecoin rallied by approximately 11% to 38 cents. Ooh, that's a big one. I'll tell you what. Vivek Ramaswamy said, I'm confident that Elon and his team will succeed in streamlining government. Too much wasteful spending, people. We know that. We've known that for quite a while, but you could never put your finger on how and where they were spending it. That was a problem. And hopefully, the Doge Task Force can actually get things discovered, identified, and wasteful spending would be stopped. Because anymore, I don't know about you, but money is tight. We have inflation. And thanks to probably the three past presidents, they couldn't stop it. I think the last balanced budget we had was Clinton. And then past that, it just went out of sight. And when you get to the last POTUS, POTUS 46, I'll put it that way, they spent more money than you could. Oh, they wasted so much money. And it's going to come out and it's going to show, once they do all the research, how much money was spent. And I'll tell you what, that is going to be something. Because I hope they could retrieve some of that money. Some of it could just be spent, I don't know where. Somebody was saying some Ukraine generals own big mansions in California, and somehow those mansions caught fire. Wow. Speaking of fires, the total estimated cost of California's wildfire triples to $150 billion. And the blazes are still going on. Let's listen to this one.
Experts are tripling their estimates for how much economic damage these California wildfires may cause. AccuWeather says the economic toll could reach up to $150 billion after previously estimating a number in the 50s. That jump in estimates happened in a day, showing the unpredictability and massive toll these fires are taking. AccuWeather chief meteorologist Jonathan Porter said, to put this into perspective, the total damage and economic loss from this wildfire disaster could reach nearly 4% of the annual GDP of the state of California. As the fire spread, more than 180,000 residents have evacuated their homes. The Palisades fire is the biggest, burning through more than 30 square miles and destroying more than 5,000 buildings. As of Friday morning, the blaze is 8% contained. AccuWeather says if the fires continue to grow in size, that estimate for total damage and economic loss may be revised upward, perhaps even substantially. The area between Malibu and Santa Monica hosts some of the most expensive property in the nation. The median home value in the area is more than $2 million. If the latest estimate rings true, these fires will be among the most costly natural disasters in U.S. history. Hurricanes typically top the list. The most costly natural disaster in history is Hurricane Katrina, which decimated New Orleans in 2005 and caused $186 billion in damage when adjusted for inflation. That's followed by Hurricane Harvey, which hit Houston and Southeast Texas in 2017, causing massive flooding and about $149 billion. And then there was 2022's Hurricane Ian, which caused about $113 billion in damage throughout the southeastern U.S. The total economic toll is different from the amount of insured losses. JP Morgan says insured losses from the Southern California fires could reach $20 billion. They have doubled their estimate in a very short amount of time. Analyst Jimmy Buller says that number could rise even more if the fires are not controlled. Raymond James issued a similar estimate, saying insured losses could range from $11 to $17.5 billion. Morningstar analysts estimate insured losses will exceed $8 billion. If the JP Morgan estimate of $20 billion comes to fruition, it would become the most costly wildfire in U.S. history by insured losses. Three fires from the 2018 season account for the three most expensive for insurance companies. The Camp, Tubbs, and Woolsey fires account for $12.5 billion, $11.1 billion, and $5.3 billion, respectively. A number of major players in insurance saw their stock price slide to open trading on Friday. This includes firms like Travelers, Allstate, and AIG. Insurance companies are increasingly ditching policies in areas affected by weather events. To learn more about the homeowners who lost their insurance policies months before these fires burned down their homes, search State Farm for this story shown here on SAN.com or the Straight Arrow News app.
If you think,
yeah, I'll tell you what. I think they had a rude awakening when Trump came to California. Well, actually, they had a rude awakening in North Carolina, because he went there first to see some of the damage. And he had been there before when he wasn't president, but he was running for it. And he found out that FEMA wasn't doing their jobs. Other agencies weren't doing their jobs. And he wasn't too happy about it. So I imagine FEMA had a phone call saying, you get down here and you get things done. And I want the Corps of Engineers to start rebuilding roads and bridges yesterday. Get them down here now. And I imagine that's what is going on. So eventually the roads will be taken care of in North Carolina and probably parts of Tennessee. I know that was really bad damage there and they need homes and everything else. And I just picked up something on X where somebody who was Amish said, hey, let us do the work and we'll get things turned around real quick. And I'm thinking, why not? They're honest people. They do an honest day's work. They'll get in there and they will go ahead and build. I mean, I've seen them put a barn together, a big barn, when I was growing up and we were in Michigan on vacation. And we went by and they just started the barn. And by the time we came back through that area, it was evening, and they already had the framework up, the siding on, and the roof. And they were having dinner outside. And there must have been, I'd say probably 200 people there putting that barn together. They know how to do things, and they do it very well. So, you know, that may be something where they could help out. But then he went to California. And I think when President Trump got to California, I think he got off the plane and maybe he whispered in Gavin Newsom's ear, he was the governor there, that he's not going to get any federal money until certain things are done. At least that was part of the rumors I heard. And I'll tell you what, they didn't have the water turned on. Instead, they were diverting it into the ocean. Because of a fish that nobody has ever seen. Well, guess what? Turn on the water. Start cleaning up the forest, getting everything taken care of. And then we'll talk about money to California. I mean, that's a lot of, $200 billion. It will probably be a lot more than $200 billion. Yeah, it's not going to be a good thing. And all those people that lost homes, I have friends in California. Luckily, they were farther south and they were not affected. But that's a serious thing out there. I had one person that I was in college with, and he lives in Los Angeles. The fires didn't get as close That's what he had anticipated, but he was ready to evacuate. A lot of money. Oh, that's gonna cost a lot to replace those mansions. Okay, it's gonna be a tough one. Wow. There was a report that was in Zero Hedge. They were talking about rebuilding American manufacturing. It's not just plants, it's people. And this was done by Chris Power through Real Clear Politics. And he said the latest spotlight on the crisis in American manufacturing may be on steel. But our nation has traded its manufacturing might for financial gains across all sectors. You know, you don't have too many steel plants in the United States. Luckily, in Cleveland, Ohio, and down in Middletown, Ohio, there's Cleveland Cliffs, and it is a big steel concern. And a lot of the steel is actually made overseas in China. Why? They thought it would be cheaper to make it there. And we're finding out that some of the steel is not exactly of the best quality that we could get. It's steel, yeah, but there's probably some imperfections in it. So, you know, that's one thing. The report said his founder and CEO and advocate of American industrial renewal, who's building the world's most advanced, efficient factories to counter China's chokehold on manufacturing. He said, I can tell you that America has just 3 years, not 10, to rebuild our industrial base before falling critically behind. Yeah. 3 years. Can you get it done in 3 years? It's going to be tough. And I know that due to the bridge fire that they had in Cincinnati, they had problems getting the steel for that. And everything had to be remanufactured. And now they're working to the point where they can start pouring cement on the bridge deck, because a lot of people use that bridge. And when I worked in Cincinnati, I used it a lot. I had to go from Cincinnati into Kentucky and then back into Ohio to get to where I was going in Claremont County. And that bridge is major. And so hopefully it will be ready by maybe by the middle of March. All because some people decided to have a little fire beneath the bridge that caused damage to the structure. And it was major damage. But I'll tell you what, they're saying it's a moral imperative to secure our nation's future while being good stewards of our resources. That includes the people of the country. You have to have people to do the work. And when you move everything to a different country, you have a problem with that, because you have people that were laid off or they switched to other jobs, and it's not good. You need a level playing field to play against China's predatory practices. And this is one thing where President Trump is saying, well, we'll just go ahead and have a little trade issue here. We'll go ahead and sanction or put tariffs. Maybe the tariffs will go through the External Revenue Service. And maybe it'll make it so bad that the companies that went to China will come back to the United States. Maybe the shareholders would take care of that. But I'll tell you what. They said when Chinese manufacturers can access materials and energy at a fraction of what American companies pay, we're not competing on merit. We're competing against government-subsidized adversary that has been intentionally deindustrializing the U.S. for 30 years. I think that started with Nixon. looking at trade with China and doing different things. And I had a friend of mine that his company was going to build a propeller plant in China and to basically produce propellers over there so that they could handle the Asian market. And it's one of the world's biggest airplane propeller companies. And what's interesting is I have lunch with the guy whose family had that business. And now it's been sold, and they still make propellers for all types of planes and carbon fiber propellers too, high-tech stuff. But if something is government subsidized, you can't get it cheaper. And so, you know, the quality has to be there. And some of the things from China, they make some good quality things, but they're using our technology. Yeah. So that's one thing we have to take a look at. Oh, another thing we need to look at, guys, and I've got to get it up here on the screen. I went ahead and switched things. We need to take a look about the living wage for a family of four. Okay. Over 13 million families in the U.S., according to a report that was in Zero Hedge, have two children living at home. In the graphic down below, the visual capitalist Bruno Vendetti illustrates the income needed to raise a family of four in each state. Go banking rates compiled the data as of December in 2024. So if I look here in Ohio, it's $99,000 for a family of four. Who makes $99,000 a year? Go out to California, it's $188,000. Arizona, $131,000. Texas, $96,000. Alaska, $137,000. Gee whiz, what happens if you go to Kentucky? $93,000. Tennessee, $92,000. Get down to Mississippi and Alabama, they're at $88,000. Living wage for a family of four. Now, who makes that? Not too many people. Not too many people. And that's why a lot of people are working two and three jobs just to make ends meet. Look at Massachusetts, $200,000. New York is $156,000. That's a living wage for a family of four. Not looking good, does it? Okay, let's take a look at 59% of Americans don't have enough savings for a $1,000 emergency fund. We talked about this months ago. We did. And I said, you need to build up an emergency fund. What happens if the car breaks down and you need to repair it? In some cases, the cost is more than $1,000. You know, I hit a pothole with my Buick and a strut was gone and it was $720 right there. And it's like, gee, do you have that emergency? Yeah, I do. I have that account set up. And luckily I could afford it. But I'll never go back to that area where that pothole was because it was a doozy. But remember, we always talk about a budget, pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy some long-term food, make sure you have your medications, make sure you can purify and store water, make sure you have the clothing for the season, make sure you have those blue tarps for your roof in case you get a leak. make sure you're prepared. If you're not going to be prepared and something bad happens, you're in a world of hurt. So you want to stock up on food. You want to pay down that debt. I mean, there are people out there that are running on 4 and 5 and 6 credit cards, and they're just paying the minimum. Nobody's going to come in with a magic wand and wipe the debt. Eventually, it's going to catch up with you. Well, anyhow, this report authored by Naveen Anthropoli, that's a long name, from Epoch Times, said most Americans cannot afford a $1,000 emergency expense, with inflation and high interest rates affecting their ability to save adequately, according to recent survey on consumer services company called Bankrate. A full 59% of Americans aren't in a position to use their savings to pay for a major unexpected expense, such as $1,000 for an emergency room visit or car repair. And this is up from 56% a year back. And we're essentially a paycheck to paycheck nation. Inflation. And that's all this inflation that's been going on for the last 4 years. It's catching up with everybody. You go out to eat anymore for two people, and it's not a fancy restaurant. It's going to cost you $30. If you want to go to a fancier restaurant, it's going to cost you a lot more. I'd hate to go to the Cheesecake Factory. One time I went to a Cheesecake Factory in Cincinnati, and we had dinner with friends and so forth. And when I got the bill, it was like $75. And I just about had another heart attack. You know, oh God, Elizabeth, call the squad. And to some people, $75 is nothing, but they put it on their credit card. They only pay it off a little bit at a time. That is not good. If you follow Prepper Princess, and go back to our website, you follow Prepper Princess, and guess what? She will tell you how to live frugally. Also, Living on a Dime, check those out. They're both on YouTube. Check them out. You will learn to live beneath your means and still have a good meal, still be able to do things. Check them out. That's why I post them on Money and Change / Financially Prepped, because they're there. That's why we talk about them, okay? Well, hey, Vice President J.D. Vance was said it would take some time for the grocery prices to drop. Well, what's going to happen is this summer, all the produce that's out there, the tomatoes and the cilantro, I love cilantro, cilantro and lettuce and, you know, all the summer crops are going to come in. They're going to be cheap. And if you don't want to buy them at some of the big stores like Kroger's or Walmart or whatever, buy them from the local farmers. That's the way to do it. Buy them from the local farmers, and you'll get a good deal, and the produce will be fresh. Okay? So, I mean, that's what we have to look at, you know? And of course, J.D. Vance is saying, hey, Rome wasn't built in a day. No, it's going to take time to get this stuff going. And if you don't prepare yourself now, you're going to have problems. And that's what's going to happen. Wow. Can Trump save the dollar? That was an article, J.R. McLeod with the Mises Institute. We've talked about the Mises Institute before. But anyhow, J.R. says during his 2024 presidential campaign, Donald Trump repeatedly and in grave terms highlighted the possibility of the U.S. dollar losing its world reserve currency status. And this occurred in summits with business leaders at the New York and Chicago economic clubs. Well, why did this happen? Government spent more than they took in. They spent a lot of money on some very foolish things. Check out the Doge report. You want to check that out, okay? We could be in a really big world of hurt. We could. And I don't know how we're going to get out of it except live beneath our means. Try to pay cash for as much as you can. Buy locally. Eat more fresh foods, more fresh vegetables, more fresh fruits. Make sure it is organic, farm-grown stuff, not this GMO stuff. You don't have to drink a lot of soda, or like they say here in the Midwest, pop. You can drink water. A good filtered water is very good. I don't know about you, but I have a Berkey water filter system, and it's got the two carbon filters, and it's got the fluoride filters, takes the fluoride out of the water and the taste out of the water and everything. I'll tell you what, it's great. And people say, oh, that's expensive. I got mine probably 10 years ago. And it was like $289 for the whole system. And every day I take my tap water, I pour it in the top of this reservoir, and it goes down through the filtration system. And at the bottom, you get pure water. There's nothing in it except water. We used to have a chemical taste to our water, and I think we still do. I don't have that problem. I run it through the Berkey. And then I store it in the refrigerator. Okay? And that's all it takes. And it's good water. So you want to do that. I'm going to post something. How much of your paycheck should you save? I'm going to say about 20% of your paycheck. Save your change. Oh, yeah. Pennies count. They do. Boy, guys, we're just about out of time here. I mean, we are just about out of time. Time flies when you're having fun. And well, I'm not having fun. I'm trying to help you guys out. But I'll tell you what, check us out next Sunday because we'll do another live show. Also, check us out Wednesday on My World. And we'll have some fun there. And I can also tell you what's going on with the economy, too, if I get a chance. But I like to have fun. Okay? Well, anyhow, guys, that's all I've got for this week on Money and Change. Remember, save your money, pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy some long-term food. Make sure you have the clothing for the season. Prepare, live beneath your means. If you have to get rid of Netflix, get rid of Netflix. Don't go out and eat all the time. Eat at home. Save your money. And with that, guys, that's all I've got. Have a good week. We'll see you next Sunday on Money and Change. See ya.